Hey everybody, welcome to the Intolerant and Hungry podcast.
I'm Jodie and I'm intolerant.
And I'm Peter and I'm hungry.
Oh, we just got back from the most delicious dinner in the whole wide world.
Yeah, I'm not that hungry after all. We're doing a bit different today. We already ate the food, but we just had to get on the podcast and tell you about it, right, Jodie?
Yeah, so we had a babysitter for the night, so we decided to go and check out a place I've been wanting to try out for a while. It's called the Food Star, located at the Viaduct in Auckland.
The what? The food store?
The food store. It's the name of a restaurant.
You said Food Star.
Okay. The food store.
Yeah.
Basically, the reason why I wanted to try it is because they boast a menu that has a lot of gluten-free and dairy-free options, and also they use all locally sourced organic fresh food. So I thought my chances of having some gluten-y issues from there were pretty low. So
yeah, well, it's really hard to take you out for dinner, right? What's the usual problems going out for dinner?
Well, the big problems are firstly finding someone who puts gluten-free ingredients together into a meal. I think chefs kind of have this thing in their head where everything's got to be so full of flavor, and they layer all these things in tasty layered stories of flavor and all that kind of stuff. But the trouble with it is that the more you add and the more things that you add, the more likely you're going to have gluten and dairy and soy and all these things that I have trouble eating in the dish. So my challenge is to find someone who's, you know, firstly going to use gluten-free, everything-free ingredients, but also somebody who understands what's called cross-contamination. So we've touched on this before. Cross-contamination problems is where basically you can use all the allergen-free ingredients, but you can still get the allergen in there if you use utensils that touched something that also touched the allergen. So for example, if you had gluten-free bread and you were making a sandwich, but you made it right on the same breadboard and using the same knife that you use to make a normal bread sandwich,
I mean, then it would be contaminated.
It would be contaminated with gluten because you'd be taking some of the gluten breadcrumbs and transferring it to your bread.
And then it would be pointless.
It would be pointless. There's no point in having gluten-free bread that you've just sprinkled with a vast seasoning of gluten.
Yeah, and at restaurants, you don't know what's going on in the back, eh?
Well, you don't. You don't really know.
In the kitchen?
What's going on in the kitchen. And so you kind of have to go in and assess and have a chat with the chef and the front of house guy and see what their knowledge is around cross-contamination and see whether they're happy to try and cook you something. And sometimes even that is a bit of a leap of faith because you're never really sure what's going on in there. In the kitchen.
Yeah, but this place, man, we walked right in there and Jodie was like, I've got some questions, and the guy was real keen to answer them.
Yeah, he was super, super helpful. Usually if I try, I'll go in and the guy will be like, I really don't think that we can help you here. We don't want to hurt you, so best if you just go somewhere else. And that's the usual story for me.
Yeah, at McDonald's. No.
Yeah, every time I ask them at McDonald's. But this place, the guy was like, you know, let me chat with the chef. They had a big chat. We went through the menu and had a look at what was available and what they had on hand and how they were preparing things. And they were able to come up with a dinner and a dessert for me.
Yeah.
Tonight. And the other thing that was really, really cool is that they had at all times on a big screen, you could actually watch through closed circuit television what was going on in the kitchen.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, actually.
So you could see how they were preparing the food and what they were doing with it. And it was good because every now and again, you know, obviously you're not watching the whole time, but me and Peter would be chatting and every now and again I'd glance up. And because we went quite early, I think ours was one of the only meals actually being prepared in there.
Yeah, we wanted to go early so we could talk to the chef and stuff.
Yeah. Actually, side note, quick tip for all those sort of glutey people out there, glutards, I call them. I shouldn't say that. But if you are wanting to try a new restaurant or go to a restaurant and you're not sure whether they're going to accommodate for you or not, a really safe time to do it is right at the beginning of their dinner what do they call it? Dinner run, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went at actually about 5:15. We turned up. One, because there's hardly anybody there because nobody really goes out for dinner that early. So there's far less likelihood of cross-contamination if they're preparing a lesser number of meals in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And also because the chef is going to have a bit more time to come out and have a chat with you. So especially if you're trying somewhere for the first time, if you're going back and they already know who you are and have made meals for you before, you might not need to do that. But I find that a really handy tip. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. What were we talking about?
We were talking about just that guy was real keen to answer all our questions.
Yeah, he was.
He was real accommodating and, yeah, just wanted us to have a good night, eh?
Yeah, really, really lovely guy that served us. And so they managed to come up with, for me, the most amazing, delicious, yummy, flavorsome meal I've ever had in my life. Like, I'm actually, like, closing my eyes and remembering it while I'm talking about it. It was so amazing.
Yeah.
So what I had for dinner was I had swordfish.
Yeah, the fish of the day.
And they lightly grilled it, grilled the swordfish. And I had a side of, like, ribboned courgettes, and I'd seasoned the whole thing with a little bit of lemon juice and salt. And then they also had like almost like a coleslaw, right? But with like pear and celery and...
It looked really good, even though it was all everything free.
Oh, my word. Oh, and they had some greens, steamed veggies, steamed greens on there for me. And I tell you, that fish was the like softest, most flavorsome, most delicious piece of fish I've ever had in my whole life. Like, I was literally like sitting there making those like awkward, like, this is so good sounds.
And I had to have a bit just to see what it was like. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't just really good. It was like a party in my mouth.
Yeah. And I had seared tuna. It was kind of a fishy kind of restaurant, eh?
It was a bit. But they did have like other
options. They had
options.
Other stuff. But it was right on the waterfront.
I mean, it was a really beautiful setting. We could see the water and we had a nice table and the music was nice and it was all...
Yeah, and the lighting.
All,
and
yeah, it was all very, very nice, wasn't it? But
yes, you romantic.
Could, they did have like...
Beautiful.
Art. Oh my God.
The lady I was sitting across from was lovely.
Where was I?
I meant you.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe when I went to the bathroom or something.
Was the bathroom nice?
Actually, yes. They didn't, like, in the... it really was. The bathroom was really nice. And they had, like, little individual rolled up hand towels.
Ooh.
Yeah, instead of, like, paper towels or something. Like, they had little rolled up hand towels and they were all warm and nice.
I should have gone there.
You should have hung out in the bathroom with me. Anyway.
Maybe by anyway, myself.
Anyway. So awkward. What were we talking about?
You were talking about
something. You were talking about your food.
Oh, yeah. So I had the seared tuna and some fat chips on the side.
Okay.
I call them fat chips on the menu.
Okay, they're fat because they're cut really fat. But yeah, we couldn't help...
Yeah, they had lots of flavor on them.
Yeah, we could not help but point out to the guy, our waiter guy, that fat chips probably isn't the best name to call your chips. Like, you're reminding people why they don't want to buy chips. Like, they're fat chips. Mm. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was really good. Then we ate our meal. It was yum. And then he offered us some dessert that they had thought of.
Okay, this is actually the best part of my whole night. Okay, this is what we had was so delicious. The food was so delicious.
Yeah.
That we actually had seconds of dessert.
You had double dessert, eh?
Yes, we had double dessert. Because we had this delicious thing called pear sorbet, made completely from natural ingredients and totally, totally the most delicious thing ever. And it was like pear with like vanilla pod bits in it and... It was so amazing. So we like had our dessert and then I was like, another two scoops for us, please.
Yeah, it was actually really good. Like, like kind of that fruity kind of ice cream that you get at fruit ice cream shops. Not like fake, you know, those fake, you know, like Tip Top ice cream's good. But, you know, those fruity kind of ice creams.
Like when you go to the strawberry shake and they mix fresh, like whipped up strawberries in with ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, but it was pear, eh?
Yeah, it was pear and vanilla and it was so tasty. It was the best tastiness of my life.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the whole idea behind the restaurant? What are they trying to get across?
Well, I think what they're trying to get across is... I mean, they're not specifically about being allergy friendly or anything like that, although they do have those options on their menu.
Yeah, yeah, my meal wasn't allergy. Oh, it might have been. It had some allergy friendly stuff about it, but it wasn't up to Jody's standards. No. But I could eat it.
Yeah.
So you can have if you've got a partner who doesn't have allergy problems, you can take them there or her there, yeah. And they can have their own yummy meal. Yeah. Like I did.
Because it's been a problem for us in the past is sometimes we go to places that I like.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, this is... Well, you've heard the podcast.
Yeah. Where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm finally something I can eat. And then Peter gets his meal and it's pretty unimpressive because he's not really used to eating the way that I eat. But anyway, we are jumping around a lot today.
No, the idea behind the restaurant.
So the idea behind the restaurant is that they use good quality, market sourced, locally produced, organic wherever possible food. Their ingredients.
Or grown here or caught out of the sea that day kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's all really, really fresh and yummy and delicious and... I'm pretty much in love with the place.
Yeah, it was really good. How would you say about the cost of it?
I think it's standard restaurant pricing.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than your like Lone Star, but it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's pretty standard restaurant pricing.
Yeah.
And we don't go out to dinner that often, so every now and again it's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but, you know, be aware it is...
It's just, yeah, standard restaurant pricing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think standard restaurant pricing.
And I'm trying to think of negative things about it, but I can't really think of anything.
No. Yeah. I had a really fantastic dinner.
So what's it called again?
The Food Store.
The Food Store, and it's right on the viaduct.
Yep.
It's got a big red sign, like a big red, the colours are red. Hey?
Yeah, the colours are red. It's just...
The menu's outside, you can have a look before you go in. And you can just buy that ice cream, we found out.
I know, because I was like, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to come back here like every week or anything and buy like a massive meal and waste all my money on food, like just to get the sorbet. But I was like, I said to him, if I was just walking past on a warm day and I wanted some sorbet, could I just come in? And he said, yeah, you could come in and just get the sorbet in like a little paper cup and be on your merry way.
Yeah, so, yeah, me and our daughter can get some ice cream and Jody could get her a sorbet because it's too expensive for us, just me to get it, all of us to get it, but she can get it. You can have a treat, Jody.
Yes, it will be a definite treat. It's the most delicious thing in the world.
Yep. So, have you guys got any restaurants that you've found that we could try out that maybe Jody could find something to eat there? We'd like to hear about that, eh?
I would love to hear about that.
Yeah. So, please send us some emails or comment on the post. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for tolerating us.